Guy Manning, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, Chris Inda, Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
If you have sustained an injury or have joint pain, you may need Wisconsin River Orthopedics. After a thorough examination, you may be prescribed therapy. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features their own in-house therapy center, staffed by experienced occupational and physical therapy professionals. If you need surgery for your ailment from one of their four surgeons, you may need therapy afterwards. Call 715-424-1881 or go to WROinstitute.com. 715-424-1881. Relieving pain and restoring lives.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the ninth, and Blake Barker will step on the mound for the Rafters. The fifth pitcher from the bullpen, as Barker, a 1-1 record, his 14th appearance tonight. He's at 16 innings of work. He's allowed 15 hits and 10 runs. With 12 strikeouts, he'll face Connor Cooney and paints the zone with a strike. He's had one save as well. He picked up the save against Fond du Lac back on July the 2nd. So accustomed to these situations, as the 0-1 bounces outside for a ball. So Barker from Chardon, Ohio, and a Seton Hill pitcher heading into his junior season. As the count runs at one apiece, the left-hander Barker will set in fire, swinging a bouncer, charging Conniff, fields it up in the glove, and the throw to first right on time for one down. So two away, and Jack Gorman, who's walked his past two times at the plate. He's had a one-run RBI double, which sent Cooney home in the top of the first. 1 out. Barker bends low at the knee. Lefty on righty. Setting in firing. And there's a strike across the plate. Barker throws a lot of fastballs. He's got a big arm. We've seen him get up to 93, 94 at times. But those are 90-mile-an-hour fastball right there. And the 0-1 just outside of the right corner. 1-1. So one ball, one strike. Jack Gorman, 1-for-3 with a run. He's at an RBI and walked. So a good day for the shortstop. And low of the zone for a ball, 2-1. So the Presbyterian College product, two balls a strike. You have Duffy now at first, Conniff at second, Broussard at short, and at third, Degatti. The 2-1, and low, four balls, so 3-1. So the Rafters, two more outs here away from splitting this series, but leading on the season series 5-3. So they lead right now 4-3, so the count runs at 3-1. Three balls a strike. Setting in is Barker, but finds the strike zone. A late strike call from the home plate umpire, Philip Jean Luis. On his way to first was Gorman. He'll have to take a couple steps back into the batter's box now. And the count runs at 3-2. Barker low on the third base side of the rubber. He'll kick high and the payoff. And a swing and a ground ball in between second and third. A base hit in the left field, and Jack Gorman keeps things alive for the Dock Spiders. So this puts the tying run at the plate with Teddy Dieters, who's also 1-for-3 and drew a walk. The first four Dock Spiders in the batting order have at least drawn one walk. So they're going to need Dieter's services once again. Barker gives up a hit. And right now, you look at it, Fond du Lac is not done yet. You got a runner at first and the tying run at the plate. Barker serves in, not but a check swing out and away. So Jensen behind the plate, he sees a ball. So one ball, no strikes, one down. They set the serve, and a swing and a slice ball lifted in the air to right field. Bobo charging after it and makes the grab on the first baseline. Brendan Bobo has been so busy out there in right field and has surely stepped up to the plate. No pun intended on that. But right now, Bobo has come up huge in right field. They've needed his services. He's had sliding catches, diving catches. So now two down. Paul Smith, perhaps the final batter of the night. He's 0 for 3 with a walk. He struck out twice. And setting in his Barker. And just high of the strike zone upstairs. 1-0. 1-0 is the count. Rafters one out away, three strikes away. As Barker once again, that's skied away. Back behind home plate. 1-1. So at first, stands Gorman. Smith will see the 1-1. And just down and away, 2-1. Two balls a strike. Two strikes away from closing this off and splitting the series with the Oxbunners. Rafters would get back in the win column to improve to 7-5. The 2-1 fouled once more, 2-2. So Blake Barker, can he find the strike zone one more time? The count runs at 2-2. Deuces run across the board. Blake Barker will come set. He stands on the third base side of the slab, bends in low at the knee. Ball behind his back. And now we'll look in. He gathers himself, looks over at first. Kicks high, and the 2-2 home. Inside for strike three. Smith goes down looking, and that will do it. A come-from-behind win for the second time. The Rafters win 8-6 in a game which was back and forth. Rafters had the lead. The Oxbunners got it back, and the Rafters took it once more. A big win for Wisconsin Rapids to get back in the win column. They split the series with Fond du Lac, and they improved to 7-5 and second in the Great Lakes West Division. The Oxbiters fall to 5-7, but what a battle between these two sides. It was 14 combined runs, 20 combined hits, a lot of offense, a lot different than yesterday. But today the Rafters found ways to win. You credit guys that really stepped up to the plate. Anthony Gallison was a big part of that. Chris Conniff as well. So that wraps up the Rafters' four-game homestand as they will take on the Kalamazoo Growlers from Homer Stryker Field in Kalamazoo, Michigan. So they'll have to enjoy this win, but they have a long bus ride to Michigan tomorrow, which will be their final road trip to the state. So for a Wisconsin Rapids win, a much-needed win for everybody on Wisconsin Rapids, for the players, coaches, and staff, for everybody at the studio at WFHR, my name is Joey Fear, saying so long from Winterfield. We'll see you in Kalamazoo tomorrow night. Good night, everybody.
Now I'm here to stay.
Yeah.
Whoa, right on. Hey, Spinal Tap was the drummer they kept on replacing. That's right.
We can't do that. Trust me. That's not happening.
Yeah. Hey, so let's talk a little bit about your history here, and let's get people caught up to who and why and what kind of music, and we'll get into influences, and then we're going to try and play out some of your music for each bumper here, and of course, we're going to end the show with the full ride of your 38, your new tune, and we can talk a little bit about that, too. So let's take it away, Thomas. I'm going to talk to you because I knew you the best, but Christine, you're in second place because I know you next best. But Thomas, you're an all well-rounded person. You're a middle school teacher, which is in your stomach too. Right on. And a middle school teacher, an actor, and a musician. Tell us a little bit about you and what makes you tick and why you got such a groovy band.
Well, luck is probably the most, thing that plays a part of this. But yes, I am Hunkpapa Lakota, but I'm also Wahpe Kute Dakota, which is the leaf shooter band here in Minnesota from Yellow Medicine. My family is originally from here, and I'm from Standing Rock because my, as you can hear from some of our music, the 38, our people are persecuted here in Minnesota, and they are many Ashota Makoche, and they just stand up for themselves and fight against the U.S. government who's trying to oppress and kill them, and eventually ended up losing that battle. And the 38 that we talk about are Dakota warriors who were hung in Mankato +2 in 1862. And I'm from Standing Rock because my people were exiled from our own traditional homelands here in Minnesota Makoche. And so I was actually just talking to my mom before this so I can get it right. But yes, my mother's great-great-grandmother remembers being in that internment concentration camp at Fort Snelling, and actually remembers being put on those boats on St. Paul to be shipped out of their homeland to other places. And those are things that I carry with me very, very deeply and very seriously. And so where I come from as an indigenous BIPOC mixed race artist is that I write from these experiences and I write from our people's traditional stories and bring it to a more modern context and how we live together as indigenous people here at Minnesota Nakoche, and how we can tell our stories through different ways of expression. And so that's why I think a lot of us, when people ask me if I have an indigenous band, do I play flute? Do I play a drum? Do I play a rattle? Yes, I do, but not in this band. We're a full-on rock band. We are going to tell our story the way we want to and the way that we feel is most appropriate for who we are. That's kind of where I come from as far as where does Pretendians come from? And you think about a name like that and you think about, why would you call yourself that? Well, we're not calling ourselves that. What we're doing is we're trying to call out this construct that's put out by a non-native people of who is a native person? What does it look like? How do we represent ourselves? There's other people trying to tell us who we are. And we're trying to say, no, my mother tells me who I am. My grandmother tells me who I am. Our people show us who we are. And we want to represent ourselves in that way to show people that we have our own story to tell. And it's been told for so long by other people that just don't understand. And this is where I'm coming from. And we figured why not? Let's start a conversation with a name like Pretendians, because that even with other indigenous people, that sets people off. And they're like, why are you saying that? Why are you calling it up? We're not calling ourselves that. We're calling this out. We're starting conversations and we're starting intelligent, informed conversations based off of this.
Hey, we're here with the Pretendians, and Thomas, I want to really accentuate and amplify what you said. We own a store, too, and, people are saying, is this really Indian art? There's no teepee in it, and, there's no canoe, or there's no eagle, and it's a Native American or Indian that's making art, and we make all kinds of art because we're not, like you said, pigeonholed with one kind of music. And I really like that. Let's jump over to Christine. Christine, how long have you been playing drums? This is an amazing thing. I taught drumline for many years at the high school level, and it was always exciting. I had just as many women playing drums and carrying those drums around than I did young boys. So it's good to see you as a drummer and a percussionist and a musician and artist.
Nice. Well, I taught myself how to play drums when I was at high school a long time ago. And I really only started playing drums seriously for these guys because I had met these guys back in, I think, 2013 or 14 we met. And we ended up meeting at this rehearsal studio in Northeast Minneapolis that we practiced at. And they were about to lose a drummer, and I volunteered to play drums for these guys. And I, you know, really honed my skills being with these guys and jamming with these guys. So since, I'd say, seriously playing drums, probably since 2014, not very long.
Right on. Wow. Hey, we're going to take a break, but we're going to shorten it up a little bit here because I want to play some of your music for the bumper here. So let's go out. We're with the Pretendians, and we'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. Ho-wah.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies overnight with a chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 61. Southwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Highs level off around 84. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 56.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 70.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time. Go to mercyships.org today.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
What you say sounds the same as the rest of me.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Native American Community Development Institute in Minneapolis.
Yes, it is, and they're really great people over there in Minneapolis supporting us and supporting Indians all over Turtle Island here, and especially in the Twin Cities. Hey, we're here with the Pretendians, and Christine, I just got to jump in right away here. That was some serious drumming. There was some serious
drumming going on.
Yes,
it's fast, but it pales in comparison to some of the new songs on the album we have. We've got a couple that are, they're lightning, grease lightning, if you will.
Wow. Hey, Jill, so how's it joining these two wild and crazy people here? This is like some music you really have to put your seatbelt on and really pluck that bass.
Oh, it's totally true. So I don't know. It's been just a whirlwind. I think I've been with them for about 8 months now. I started out at the, what was it, Tribalpalooza? Was the first show. I learned the songs the day of without an amp in the hotel room.
Yeah, in my room. Yeah, she learned it,
I was playing drums on a pillow.
So fast forward, now we have an album out. So, it's been super fun. I just feel that it's a total blessing that these guys have allowed me to play the music with them. And I think the messages that are in the songs are very timely. And I look forward to people really listening and contemplating what the songs are about.
Right on. Hey, Thomas, how can people, find you on Facebook and your website, and how can we book you? And I want to get that out, too, before I forget, because you know I got a good memory, but it's short.
I know. We're not going to go into that. But, I would say if you go onto Facebook, it has all of our social media connections, Pretendians Band on Facebook, but we also have our own website called pretendiansband.com, and that shows all of our social media. And actually, Christine is the one that handles that for us, because I'm not with that. And so, if you want to call it the Fizz, but so if you want to look on pretendiansband.com, we just put something out on Facebook to show all the different channels you can get the 38 single on, and then our full album that we're going to be dropping tomorrow,
Friday,
and so you'll see all the different platforms that you can access that. But really, if you just go to pretendiansband.com, that'll steer you to anything that you need about us. And yeah, booking, make sure you have money, and make sure it's ahead of the time, and maybe a contract, you know. And yeah, but just for real, we're there. We're ready to rock. We're ready to roll. We're so happy about this new album finally getting out, because it's been a really long process, because honestly, we started before the pandemic even started, and just things got just so blown apart. And it took so long for us to pull everything back together to make a cohesive group of people that can actually put these things out the way that we want them, and to find people like Rich Madsen that can actually understand that vision and put it together. And we have friends that we actually recorded in their basement to just send off to just let them know, this is how we sound, this is how we want it sound. And we have three days for 13 songs.
Wow.
And we slept by our amplifiers, by our drum kits, and we put in the work, and we're extremely proud of it. And we're so happy that it's finally getting a chance to come out and people to hear it and see it. And so, yeah, so go to pretendiansband.com, and you'll see all the links that you need to see, and spread the word, because part of what we do as an Indigenous rock band is we're not afraid to speak our truth. And that's what we do. And if you want to hear our truth, you want to come see it, and you want to understand and expand your mind, that's where to go.
So, Christine, we can purchase this music on Spotify, iTunes. Where can we get this?
You can get it on pretty much most of the streaming services, like Amazon Music, Apple, the iTunes Store. I think it's out on Deezer. Bandcamp. Right now, we only have the single released, which was released today of the 38th, which I think you guys will play later. And the album will be available Friday the 30th. So,
right on. So, Jill, how much were you involved in this new album, seeing that you've been with the group for only 8 months? And I know, you've been working on this for a while. So how involved have you been with the new album?
Well, I've known Thomas for 20 years, and I've known Christine for 10, and filled in a few times, and attended most of their shows. So the music wasn't too foreign to me. And I guess I've been playing bass since I was 12. So My background is a little more jazz, and so I absolutely love, in this group, I got to kind of spread my wings, and I'm playing some chords on bass, a little bit more rock. I kind of gone punk, and so this is my opening into true rock band. So I'm really embracing that and all the wonderful poses that you get to do when you're playing bass. Like, you just feel like you want to be doing them when you're playing rock. So, to answer your questions, I guess.
So rock is close to jazz, except less chords, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I just want to throw that out there. Being a trumpet player and a jazz musician, I just thought I'd throw that dig in there, Thomas. Ho.
Well, I mean, with rock, I guess there could be wrong notes, but with jazz, if you just play it again, it's right. So.
Right. That's what Miles Davis always said. It was like there's no such thing as a bad note, but there's such thing as a second bad note. Right. Right, with the jazz group. But so inspiration is who you are, Kristen. Inspiration. So Thomas, do you do most of the wordsmith on this, or is it a collaboration?
No, I write all the lyrics. I bring that to our group. There are some songs that I feel inspired enough to where I can come up with a music for it ahead of time, as far as just some chords, some structure. But for the most part, I'm the lyricist. I write all the lyrics. I bring in that particular part of it. And I kind of think of it as more of like when you're painting like a landscape and you kind of get like the background kind of built in and you kind of let people see like what you're trying to go for. And then everybody else adds in all the different layers of nuance and all the details. Because as far as musicianship, my bandmates like exceed me like crazy. And so I am humble enough to step back to where I can be like, you know what, I'm going to do this part, and then let's see where we go from here.
Right.
And so there are times where they're like, well, how does it sound in your head? So I'll beatbox for them or something. You know what I mean? Like, here's a beat. And then all of a sudden, Christine gets something going, then Jill gets something going, Al gets something going, and by the end of it, it sounds like it sounds in my head. Mm-hmm. And that's how good they are, is they can take my rudimentary beatboxing and stuff like that and turn it into something that sounds exactly how it was formed in my head, in the landscape of my brain. And so that's pretty much how we kind of function. Either I bring in something ready to rock, or I just come in with an idea and then they help me actualize it and actually make it something that's listenable.
Cool. Hey, I'm going to get deeper into that, but I want to play Wasteland when we get out here. And what I just want to ask you real quick before I start rocking and rolling, turning AM 950 into rock station, ho, and all our affiliates all over Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network, and so we're excited to rock it out. I just want to ask you what inspiration was with Wasteland before we play it.
Oh, for me, honestly, it was like kind of like when you look back at indigenous like movements, a lot of them are around how our nature, I mean, everything around us is being corrupted, you mm-hmm. know, through just development, through progress, as you say, and things like where all of a sudden, you know, gold and oil and gas and all this stuff is like agency for everybody else to like live their life through. And that's where they think that that's importance to them. And to me, importance is like our earth itself.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. A wanted fugitive arrested after hiding out on private property in Marathon County. Sean D. Clark was arrested on July 11th at his hideout in the woods near County Highway D and County Highway 00. Clark had an active felony warrant issued by the Department of Corrections for a sex offender registration violation. He attempted to evade law enforcement by building a secret fort on private property in the town of Norrie. Clark is recommended for multiple charges, including felon in possession of a firearm and resisting arrest. The Marathon County Sheriff's Office said the community support was instrumental in finding Clark's hidden location. The Rafters are playing the second game against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders tonight. Tomorrow, they hit the road for weekend games against the Kalamazoo Growlers in Michigan. Saturday's game airs at 6:35 on WFHR and on Sunday at 1:35 Central Time. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey, this is Penny Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies overnight with a chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 61. Southwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Highs level off around 84. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 56. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 70.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Congress, it is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and person.
.com.
Do you feel me out of wild fly? Do you hear me out of running high? Can you take this to hit that stage? Will you raise me up, push me away? So make it here, you have to cut your chin. You make it here, you have to cut your chin. What's your name? What you said? Sounds the same as the rest of me.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome back to Native Earth Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Minnesota 350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Hey, we're here with the Pretendians, and my dog's really liking it here. Wanda was rocking out, and now she wants more. But hey, we're with the Pretendians, and we're talking about their music, and they have a song that's dropped today, and we're going to play that later on in the show, at the end of the show. And one of the things I wanted to get back to, probably with Thomas right now, and then everyone else can chime in too. I thought it was really interesting when I saw the Beatles documentary on how they put, I don't know if you guys saw that, but how they put together their songs. And I always tried, I might have asked you this 2 years ago when you guys were on, but what comes first, the lyrics or the music for you? And what's the process? I know you were talking a little bit about that when it comes to, hey, I got this song in my mind, you know, this is what I'd like to hear from the drum. This is what I like to hear from the bass and the guitar.
Yeah, well, that's basically it. I mean, honestly, I'm a lyricist. I write. I have like ideas in my head lyrically, like all the time. And so I always try to tell my bandmates, I'm like, I have lyrics for days. You know what I mean? Like, and Al would tease me that I'm like, Eminem on 8 Mile sitting on the bus writing in my little notepad. And that's not that far from the truth. I mean, if I have an idea, I mean, if you look in my basement or any of my rooms in my house, I have like scattered notes like all over the place, because I will get an inspiration from a movie, a conversation, an observation, from just anything in my life. And it triggers something and I have to write it down. I mean, I wrote a song one time coming home from the park on my bike. You know, and when I got home, I scribbled it out in like 2 minutes, and I've written songs in like 20, you know, and so for me, it's just, it comes from anywhere it can. And honestly, like I said, like my bandmates are really, they're great. And there are times where like, maybe we're in between songs, during our practice or rehearsal, and all of a sudden they're playing something that sounds like a song. And I'm like, hey, what was that? They're like, we're just jamming. And I'm like, oh, crap. I'm like, keep that going. And then when I grabbed my notebook, because it fit into something that in my head that I thought would work. And just, I'm like, just keep playing it. And they play it. And then I start singing. We start getting through it. And so it's a really, like, a truly organic process. I mean, it just, there's no rhyme or reason to it, is what I'm saying. It's like, it just happens the way it's supposed to, you know, and it just comes about because that's what's supposed to be there. And so I don't have a tried and true method of writing, creating, and presenting. It's just, you know, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
So Christine and Jill, you talk about your process too. And then also, I'd love to know if you ever hear Thomas with lyrics and going, oh my God, dude, what are you thinking? Or, oh my God, this is great. You know, I mean, is it the gambit, or is Thomas spot on before he brings them to you?
Yeah, sometimes we jam. Like sometimes we'll play our set. We have two sets. We've got an old set of songs that we have, and then we've got a new set of songs. And so if we're just bored, we'll just start jamming out. And like Thomas says, sometimes he'll just grab some lyrics and he'll say, don't stop, don't stop. And so it's very organic. And other times he has the lyrics first. And our process is to just, for me, being a drummer, is to try to see what I can do during the song to help the bass player, to help the guitar player, and rhythmically to help Thomas in some of his rhythmic cadences. I try to do that on several songs. So just to see where I can fit in. So.
And you, Jill?
A lot of similar ideas there to what Christine said. I, you know, one of the things that I've just noticed, from playing for many, many years is that I typically find the pocket where I'm somewhere between playing the beat of what's going on with the drums, but leaving enough space / accentuating whatever the lyrics are. So I like to kind of really highlight the singer when the singer is singing. And I think that really stands true for this music because the words are so important. You know, and maybe another comment, like, there's a few songs on the new album. Like there's one called Mini Wachoni. And so it's got kind of, it's I would call that one more of like a groove oriented song, you know, and then we have another one called like War Cry, where it's very, you know, it's just very on beat. And so I think sometimes the use of lyrics with the music, they can go together to kind of create the story. And so we have lots of songs like that, but we have some other songs like the South Side Welcoming Committee will be on there. It's a little bit more of a maybe a Red Hot Chili Peppers funky kind of thing. So you're just like, it's like really happy. And then you hear Thomas tell you what the song is about. And so it's like kind of a, it's kind of a polar opposite in that, you know, the song is about the plight of homelessness, welcoming you to Franklin. You know, that, you know, hey, instead of just walking on by and saving your comments about, oh, that's really too bad, you know, maybe you should bring some water and like hand it out, you know. And so so I think if you do that, though, you know, maybe you can get into the happy beat of that song, I guess.
That's
so
interesting.
I like it though, when the song, the lyrics are the same. And I also like it when it's kind of ironic where the beat is totally different from what you're singing about. But
That's interesting, because I saw a Van Halen interview from the first singer with Van Halen. And he said that that's every one of his songs were happy, but they were they came off happy, but the lyrics were dark. And so that's really interesting that you say that, and then you go back and forth. I know Haley has a question.
I do, yes. I know you guys were just talking, you mentioned the Red Hot Chili Peppers kind of taking on that sound. Just reading off your website here, the Pretendians band's sound is characterized by ripping guitar solos, booming rhythms, and powerful vocals with deep lyrics, creating a sonic landscape that is electrifying and inspiring. So I just want to ask, I mean, you guys can each quickly comment, but who was some of, like, musically inspired you? Like, what kind of inspired the sound that you guys have today?
I would say there's so many. I always falter at this question because there's so much going on, but just to be, you know, cheap, I guess, Link Wray. And, you know, like, and locally, Keith Sokola has always been a really huge supporter of us. And he's always been somebody who just welcomes Libra with open arms. He's such a great Indigenous artist that way. But as far as for me, lyrically, Zach De La Roca from Rage Against the Machine has been a huge influence for me. Be Real is another lyricist that I really like, KRS-One. I really like people that just go out of their way basically to like be themselves and speak their truth and not be beholden to what people think you should say something a certain way or you should express yourself a certain way. I always felt like I go with artists that seem to be truly unique in their vision and in their focus. And so those are a lot of things. And of course, when I grew up, I listened to a lot of metal, like, you know, Metallica, Megadeth kind of stuff, Slayer things, and like really hard driving things like that. But also a lot of it for me, I write my lyrical style from the drum. And, you know, when I was a little kid, when I was like 4, running around at powwows, just a dirty little res kid, getting in trouble, my mom would grab me and throw me on my grandpa's lap. My grandpa, Norman Shoestring, who was with the Rock Creek Singers, and she's like, sit here. And she'd put me on his lap and give me a drumstick and then just sit there and drum and sing with them. And to me, I think that's the basis of everything that I sing or write or perform comes from. It's that initial heartbeat from Mother Earth herself, and that's where a drum represents. So I think that's my basis for everything. But I have influences all over the place, and they're never ending, and I can't think of all of them. But that's it.
Yeah, I like to connect to the energy of music. So I like a lot of 80s and 90s artists. I really like The Cure. I love that big fat bottom end sound that they have going on and the chunky guitar riffs. I also like Rush and Neil Peart as a drummer, but I don't consider myself a drummer per se. I fill in for these guys, but really I'm a guitar player and a songwriter. And this is my little room with all my guitar amps and guitars. You can't really see them, but I just like the energy and the what it does to me from my heart. Oh, look at your little dog, cute.
All right, Jaleel?
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's always a hard question. My favorite musician is Chopin. My favorite band is Depeche Mode, but I play nothing like that. And I started up on the stand-up, so I think I'm always kind of aspiring to find new sounds that I don't play with a pick, where I can use my fingers to really connect, I think, with the strings, so I guess Jaco Pastorius, Charles Mingus, and Chris Wood are probably some of my favorites, where I just, the tone, I'm a little bit more on the tone than the playing, and then just something that is minimalistic, but yet still finds the space to connect the rhythm and melody if I'm hearing that, I'm in love with it, so. There's countless of, every time I go see a new band, I pretty much love the bass player. So I'm just one of a group, right?
That's awesome. Hey, I don't want to, we got a minute left here, and I wanted to save the 38 for the last segment, and we're going to play the whole thing out. But we got a minute left here, and I just wanted to say this before I go out with some Ula music is, I know a lot of actors want to be musicians, and I know a lot of musicians want to be actors. So, Thomas, you got it going on in the both ways there. And you were in a play last time that was just a fabulous play. I went and saw it three times, and not just because my Hinu was in it, but because it was really, really good. And I just got to throw that out there. Hey, you're listening to Native
Roots. I do my best.
Right on. You're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and we'll be back after this short message. We're with the Pretendians. Ho-wa.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
The Powderhorn Art Fair is returning to Powderhorn Park to celebrate its 32nd anniversary August 5th and 6th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. The fair will feature a vibrant and diverse selection of art from over 150 exhibiting artists from across the country. Whether you're just starting an art collection or a seasoned buyer, they'll have the perfect piece for you. Plus, there's more. Immersive art installations offer fairgoers a chance to explore interactive experiences that transport them into the artist's vision. In addition to all the fantastic art, over a dozen food vendors serving up sweet and savory delights will be ready for you and other hungry fairgoers. A family zone will offer creative activities for kids of all ages and entertainment each day. The fair and activities are free to attendees. Make plans to head to Powderhorn Park for the Powderhorn Art Fair on August 5th and 6th at powderhornartfair.com. Again, that's the Powderhorn Art Fair August 5th and 6th, or at powderhornartfair.com.
Would you let animals pick your insurance? Do you really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
Thank you.
Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
We got to get the Pretendians to unmute and do that again. Oh, wow. Go ahead.
Hey. Yeah, we need a wolf in our band. Yeah.
Hey, we're with the Pretendians, and we're talking about their new hit coming out here, the 38, and we're just having a nice little cool little gab session here about this groovy band, and I feel like I'm a DJ tonight, so I'm grooving myself over here in St. Paul.
Right.
Yeah, we appreciate you. We truly do.
We do.
Again, thanks for having us on and like giving us this time, because this means a lot to us, you know, because again, we as Indigenous artists, it's hard to get your message across without stepping on toes or, you know, getting people that like maybe don't quite understand exactly where you're coming from, but giving a platform and a forum for people to just be nuanced about how they present themselves as Indigenous people. And yeah. I think that's a big thing about our band itself, is that we're not all full blood. We're not all like, you know, that way, but like we know where we come from and mm-hmm. we know who we are, and we're speaking from that truth. And so yeah. before you try to judge us right off of the name itself, you should look, research, really understand exactly what we're doing, where we're coming from, because we're trying to create a forum for people to actually feel open to speaking their truth and speaking about, you know, about their experiences, because we don't all experience things the same way. We don't all come from the same community. We don't all understand those types of things unless we actually sit down and listen. And before we came here today, my mother called me and we talked for a good hour, and she really grounded me back into that, to be like, oh, that's really good. It's good. You're going to be on the radio. That's great. Yeah. But don't forget, this is where you're coming from, and this is what you're speaking, and this is what you need to say. And I always listen to my mom.
Yeah.
Which is why some of my, you know, brothers and sisters get upset about how come she always likes you. I'm like, because I listen to her. That's why.
Well, those are good words, and that's what we talk about. And I got to tell you, three, is that what's really exciting about this show for me is not only to have you on, but it's a very easy for me to play the best of, or whenever I'm on vacation, to play this show, because it's timeless. And that's a good thing. So that's awesome. And that's the Pretendians, you know, the 38 coming out today. And the website again, and the Facebook, and how to get a hold of you guys. I'm waiting for it to stream down there on the bottom, but it's the PretendiansBand.com. And so we can
get PretendiansBand.com.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. So we got a few minutes here before we're going to rock out. Chris, do you have any, Christine, do you have anything you'd like to say? I think Thomas really set the mood there, is that that's what this whole show is about, is to amplify Native people and mainstream them, because we have a lot of our allies listens to the show all over Turtle mm-hmm. Island. And so we like to educate and also, you know, and have fun too.
We're grateful and thankful for all the support we get from everybody. And we especially love our Native audience. There's no doubt about it. So thank you in advance. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that. And you know, what's the future? What I really want to ask is, when are you guys gigging? That's what I wanted to see. When's your next gig?
Go ahead.
All right. Our next gig is July 15th.
Saturday,
July 15th, 2023. And it's going to be at Indigenous Roots. Yeah, I know. I have to check my watch, but I don't even have one on. But yeah, so like, yeah, we're at an Indigenous Roots Cultural Center over in East St. Paul, run by Sergio Garcia and Marianne Quintos, some really good friends and allies. So we're going to be there in support of Trickster Taco's third annual kind of celebration of their, you know, I'm being, you know, serving people really awesome food. And so there's going to be some food trucks there. There's going to be a native comedian, the Res Reporter, as you guys know him. Yeah, Mr. Fairbanks. Yeah. And so we're going to be opening it up with a two-set performance. There's going to be about 45 minutes per set, a break in between to kind of go and get some food and just recover from the awesomeness that we're going to put out, you know, because it's right hot. And then, like, you know, and then come back and enjoy some more. So and it's then, an indigenous
ritual. It starts at one.
We play from 1 to 3, and then the Res Reporter will be on from like 3 to 5-ish area around that in the afternoon. You can check it out on our website. We have it ready and available. And if you look at Indigenous Roots, they have it posted there. And then we also are playing on August 7th.
Monday
at 7 p.m. Thank you. They're helping me out. August 7th on Monday for the Aquatennial celebration down.
This is at the Waterworks.
Oh yeah, thank you.
Parks Board.
This is where
the new Waterworks Amphitheater.
Waterworks Amphitheater
At Mill Ruins Park.
At Mill Ruins Park
area.
Yes. It's right across the way from the Owami restaurant.
Yes.
Right. Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Hey,
Trickster's
Tacos. Thomas was the owner, your student too, because I had
The owners are actually parents to two of the students that used to go to our school. Yeah,
awesome.
They're Omaha and Lakota, and they are from our school, and they've been really cool, really huge allies. And helpful with they have our stickers like all over their food truck and all that kind of stuff, you know.
Yep.
They're just
we love them.
They're awesome. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to put up. No, there's no fireworks. The fireworks is actually in our show.
That's there. You go right on.
We provide.
Yes.
Fireworks. That one is right on in the Monday, middle. August 7th.
Monday, yep. August
7th,
2023. Yeah, we're still in the same year. Yep. 2023, August 7th, we're going to be down there by the Waterworks. Go to our website, and you will not be misled by me. You'll see the actual dates, the actual times, and how to get there and how to do it. But trust me, I'm not leading you astray. In fact, I'm going to rock it out. I'm going to sing the best I can for all of you, and we are all going to do the best we can for you because that's all we do. Yeah. We love what we do. We're not pretending anything. Let's go.
We're here with the Pretendians, and we're going to play your song here on the way out. Thank you so much. This was Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake.
Thanks, guys.
See you tomorrow. Ho.
Ho.
Yamani song. Shagalokaki. Ketsuyapo. Lands these soldiers killed at 38. The land of our own was a settler's power. While the Cortez died at the boom of a cow, which is useless now by Lincoln spear. All your honor, our treaties, that forgive your people. So you keep those in our soul. To have that trope. Exhale, Belver. But they put us down. Keep those in our soul. To please the masses. Silencing our people. Till time passes, corporate projects, truths of a trade, poured our earth on her last leg. Her mother was alive, but now she's a black, with generations of victims etched on her back. Passing into our people now, fading fast, and being put in the book to be shelved and passed. So we keep them in that cell.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance. Tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring, courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
to love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.